This is Survival Stuff with Indiana Jim. Now, most of you are familiar with some of the programs that I do, where I talk mainly about survival gear, survival philosophy, survival skills, survival psychology. As you can tell, things are a little different this time because I'm basically going to talk about a survival organization. To be more specific, the survival organization that I founded back in 1968, with some friends of mine. It's the only preparedness survival advocacy organization in the United States. That's a sad thing to say. It should be the biggest deal out there right now, the way things are going. Live Free USA is the name of the organization, but it was back in the 60s. We didn't see, there was no survival preparedness movement going on. We actually found ourselves in that. Our website is AmericanSurvivor.org. Our newsletter is American Survivor. If we'd reorganized today, we would probably call it the American Survival Education Society or something like that. But anyhow, it's Live Free USA. That's where it's incorporated. But it's basically American Survivor on our website, in our newsletter, and on our Facebook page. The mission of the organization is to promote and support self-reliance, self-sufficiency, and self-protection for all responsible citizens. That's it. You'd think that would be the mission all of us should have. Our motto is preparedness, responsibility, and self-reliance. Actually, responsibility is a very important part of that. Our philosophy is that family preparedness is the foundation of a free society. Our membership is national. We have members all over the country. Back in the 80s, we had members all over the world, actually. We have a few out of the United States members so far. We have chapters and affiliate groups. We have a program for that, for supporting and building chapters. And an organization, you know, may have 20 or 30 local members, and they want to have a safe way to contact more people, or they want maybe somebody to sponsor, give them some money to sponsor some events. We have a whole system of programs to do that. We have 50 years of experience in organizing and training people for survival and preparedness. We actually have a leader's handbook, and if you're interested in becoming an officer of the organization, you're interested in starting a chapter, or you just, you know, would like to see, you know, what it takes to be a leader in the survival and preparedness field, this is, you know, we will be glad to send you one of these if you decide to join Live Free USA. You can join Live Free USA online at AmericanSurvivor.org. You can actually mail in, if you want, to the organization at Live Free USA, P.O. Box 3295, Munster, Indiana, 46321. You could mail into that, and you know, we'll mail you the newsletter every 2 months, but if you join online, the newsletters are posted every 2 months. And you can also download like over 70 back issues. So tremendous amount of information available to you. But anyhow, our organization has a national membership. We have chapters and affiliates building up around the country. It was founded back in Chicago, back in the late 60s, or early 60s actually, as a sports club. In fact, it was first called The Club, okay? And then we became a sports club. We became a NRA certified sports club for a while, and then guns in Chicago became such a huge issue that we felt that it was safer to start calling it a sports club. And then as we got into other sports like rock climbing, archery, camping, rafting, caving, all those kind of things. You know, accidents can happen and safety is important. We began to come in, get involved with survival as such. And then eventually we saw the hazards in the city, crime protection. Also, that was the Cold War days, so there was a lot of concern about potential nuclear war, those kind of things. So we eventually evolved into a general preparedness survival education organization. We even worked with and I spoke at several of the Civil Defense Association meetings in Las Vegas many years ago. We also built up Camp Independence, which was an event at Tippecanoe River State Park in Indiana. And Camp Independence is still happens every year at Tippecanoe River State Park in Indiana. It's not as big as it was because the facilities, they used to have a big facility where we could rent cabins to all the different chapters and all that kind of thing. That facility is gone, but we still have that event every year. So that's the oldest original survival get-together, expo, whatever you want to call it, in the United States. This is the oldest original first survival preparedness publication in the United States. The first issues, which were originally called Directions, by the way, the first issues were actually mimeograph. Yes, mimeograph, believe it or not. So anyhow, point was that we've been around for a long time. We've got a lot, tremendous amount of experience in this field. If you join also soon, we will have available the Live Free Members Handbook, which is actually not more about, it's got first aid information, it's got lists of gear that you should have, survival preparation stuff. I've written 4 books about survival that are all in publication from Skyhorse Publishing, and a lot of those kind of material is in here for, this will probably sell for $5 to members. We're thinking of supplying it free to members, but we probably have to raise the membership dues. Membership right now is just $20 online, or $20 by check to the address I just provided. Either way, you can also join, by the way, for 3 years for $50, or for life for $200. And we have a lot of life members. In a few minutes, we'll talk about how long we've had some of our members. As I said, we have a number of different things that go on. We have instructor development. We also work with instructors, people that instruct at our programs or fill out the proper paperwork and become certified Live Free USA survival instructors. And this is the patch. There's also a nice certificate. This is also the original Live Free patch. We've also got some other patches out there. We also have caps. And we have t-shirts, and soon the t-shirts will be available online. This is one of the standard t-shirts. And then we also have a new t-shirt that's out that says, "Preparedness is the foundation of a free nation." So that's kind of our philosophy, is family preparedness is the foundation of a free society. So that's the kind of organization that we are. That's what we believe. Those are the kind of things that we do. We're going to go mobile in a minute, and we're going to talk about some of the things that Live Free has done over the years and some of the things that we're doing now. So if you bear with me for a minute, I'm going to pick up the camera, and we're going to go mobile here. Now, again, there's the basically our insignia. That wonderful wooden created insignia there was originally intended to be at a headquarters. We've never had a headquarters. If we ever get a headquarters, that's where it's going to be. It's not going to hang in my basement. It's only temporary. It's going to go back in its wrapper. But hopefully someday, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next week, but someday we will actually have a headquarters of our own, and that will hang proudly in the headquarters. Our flag is here. Sometimes people see the color and they think it's the Don't Tread on Me flag, but no, this is the Live Free flag. And there's our preparedness, self-reliance, and responsibility slogan at the bottom of it. As I mentioned, the pine tree symbolizes something staying green. It actually comes from the appeal to heaven in the original Revolutionary War naval flag. But it also symbolizes something that lasts all through, no matter how bad the weather is, it stays green, and it also provides protection underneath. Any of you that are into outdoor survival know that underneath a pine tree is a really good place to build your winter shelter. Okay, so we're going to move along here. As I mentioned that we had a American Survival Center back in the old days, back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, we had this wonderful piece of land, 40 acres up in Wisconsin, and we would teach survival. We would try different survival techniques. We built fallout shelters. We built different types of camping shelters, emergency outdoor shelters, all that kind of thing that we did there. And we also had a rifle range. However, two things happened. One, some of the members moved out. Interest in survival training sort of dropped off after the Cold War was starting to wind down. And also the county got the wrong idea about what survival was all about. And they kind of harassed us a lot. And it was a very unfriendly environment. So we had to give it up. But we would certainly love to get the funds and get some land and rebuild that. So any of you out there that are in a generous mood, contact me at SurvivorJJ@AOL.com. That's SurvivorJJ@AOL.com. And we'll talk about getting the American Survival Center going again. Let's take a little cruise here and cruise down getting the Wayback Machine. This is a picture of the group back in the 80s. There are actually some real Green Berets in that picture. That this was during the time when the movie Red Dawn was popular, and the concept that the Russians might invade in the United States was actually somewhat considered by some people. So we went with that, and we had a couple of activities that revolved around actual military resistance. And this group actually was Green Berets. They had a survival camp in Missouri, and they actually came out dressed as Russian troops for one of the operations. Some of the people in this picture, some of the kids in the picture, are now officers in the organization. So that just shows you the loyalty. Their fathers, their parents are either here, some of them passed away, but now that's a second or even third generation members. I remember a few years back, I was in the woods and we were doing a navigation exercise, and I was talking to a kid next to me. And I started talking to him, and I realized that it was his grandfather that had been in the organization many years ago. This goes back to when we had the sports club, just before we actually formed it into Live Free USA. Again, a few of those people are still around, but as you can imagine, the founders are all, mostly in this picture, are getting pretty old. Finally, this picture here, this is right when we converted. You still see the Ticonderoga Sports Club in the middle. And then some of the members there that have passed away now, some of them are still around. And this was the kind of the last picture. We used to have picnics. Okay, coming on down. Some of the things I've talked about. Back in the 80s, we defined what survivalism was all about. We were on every national television station. Because what we heard was, we started hearing about survivalists. And we're like, well, that's what we do. And then we started hearing, oh, they're radical, political, terrorists, dangerous, this, that, and the other thing. And we said, no, that's not us at all. So they started hanging this tag on all kinds of people that, as far as we were concerned, were not survivalists, not preppers. The prepper term wasn't even used back then. So we took the offense and went on all the television stations, actually all the major TV stations. We were on the BBC. We got interviewed by some of the major magazines. I think I was in Time magazine one time, to straighten out the idea that this is a positive, constructive thing about citizen responsibility and personal liberation. It is not about terrorism or radical political ideas. It was or anything destructive at all. It was responsible citizenship. So we got that message across. Believe it or not, when we control them, when the media commits, they're committed. So we could control the narrative after that. So we knew how to handle it. I don't have any members that I was afraid to put in front of a camera. Yeah, Indiana Jim has a whip too. Okay. I also have my climbing gear. Here's some pictures of us. There's caving. Planting trees at the Survival Center. Let's see. Where are we? Ah, there we are. Almost got lost there. Winter camping. And this is probably where I was going for in the first place when I started moving the camera here. Back, this is 25 years of service. This was our 25th year. This was back in 1986. And this is the original American Survival Guide. Since then, it's been converted. Somebody else has control of that now. The editor was actually an active member of the organization for a while. Very good publicity that we got. Yep, that's me. Look at all the hair I had back then. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Yeah, scanning around the office real quick. This is where I do all my work. Yeah. Couple of amateur rodeo ribbons back in the day. I don't know if I want to enter any more rodeos at my age, but back then I did. Back getting on the mules down in the Grand Canyon. So all kinds of memorabilia down here. But anyhow, that's the short tour of my basement, which is not the headquarters. It kind of is, but hopefully we'll have a headquarters sometime that we can actually use and have other people in there and working in the office and all that kind of thing. Because the organization, if there's ever a need for, let me turn this around here, if there was ever a need for a survival preparedness advocacy organization and education organization in the United States, it's now. It was formed in 1968, and certainly there's been plenty of reasons to have such an organization, and we've done as good a work as we could do with the limited resources we have. We've never had sponsors. We've never had really significant contributions. Actually, the land we got up in Wisconsin, we did car washes, believe it or not, to raise funds to get the land up in Wisconsin back in those days. Obviously, I'm not going to do car washes anymore. But anyhow, this is the story about our organization, a wonderful organization, wonderful, loyal members, hardcore members, third-generation members who are devoted to our philosophy of promoting self-reliance, self-sufficiency, and self-protection. We are a tax-deductible organization. We are a not-profit organization. Nobody gets paid. We just want to do the work. We want to help America. We want to help good people stay alive and free. That's what we're all about. So, with that, just remind you again, AmericanSurvivor.org is our website. We also have an American Survivor Facebook page if you want to look at that. The mailing address is P.O. Box 3295, Munster, Indiana, 46321. My email, my personal email address, is SurvivorJJ@AOL.com. That's SurvivorJJ@AOL.com. So, till next time, this is Indiana Jim for Life and Freedom. Stay safe out there.